We are learning Masechtas Yumo Daf Ayin Chesem Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Ayin Chesem Aleph. When we go to another Shaila, they ask Rav Elazar, and this is why we brought in these Shailas of Rav Elazar for this following Shaila. Basukam Abayalu, Ma'o Lotze is Besandal Shal Sha'am. We know you're not allowed to walk out, you're not allowed to wear on Yom Kippur shoes. Nilsa Sandal is one of the Chamisha and Nuyim, one of the afflictions you have to do on Yom Kippur. You can't wear shoes. What about wearing shoes made out of Sha'am? Sha'am is a reed-like material. The question is, maybe a rubber, are you allowed to wear that on Yom Kippur? What's the shaila? So the Rana explains, the shaila is like this. It's a two-pronged shaila. First of all, is it called a shoe or not? And even if it's not called a shoe, maybe since it protects your leg well, you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. So first of all, the shaila is that the middle of the Torah. Torah says middle. What does middle mean? Middle possibly is leather. And so even if you say it means leather, maybe here, since it protects your foot, that's also. So that's the shaila. This happened. This shaila came to Rav Elazar. So one of the Talmidim, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, stands up and says, "I saw him going out with this reed-like shoe on Yom Kippur." And I asked him, "What about Betaina Sibra Mai? Taina Sibra is a certain tainus used to make if there was no rain. And that might be even more chomer, like the Tosfos Shalom speaks out, since it's Divrei Sofrim, Tzrich and Chizuk, maybe it's even more chomer, you can't wear it on a Taina Sibra. So Taina Sibra, Mike, I wear this rubber shoe, this reed-like shoe, on Taina Sibra, my Amor Lashna, it's the same thing." That's one gears of the story. Omar Rabbi Chana, a different thing, Rabbi Chana said nothing else. And Iri Isis Rabbi Lazar ben Nimve, I saw Rabbi Lazar ben Nimve, Yotzba Sandal Shosham, he went out, the Taina Sibra, with a sandal of reeds. And I asked him, what's the halacha of Yom Kippurim? That's possible. I understand Yom Kippur is more chomer because the shaila of the raisa is Yom Kippurim. What's the halacha? You go out with this type of shoe. I'm like, no, it's the same thing. And the Gemara gives a few examples of people went out with different shoes. Rav Yehuda Nofak be the Hitni. Rav Yehuda wore a shoe that's made out of certain type of reeds. Abai Nofak be the Hutzi. He went out with a shoe made out of like trees or kapis tamarim, like a lulav, like the lulav material. You know, a sheikh lulav, that type of material, that type of shoe he went out with. Rava nafik be divli. So one of the girsas, another girsas be dikuli. Also, Rashi says it means type of grass. He went out with a grass type of shoe. Rav Arhuna karach sudra kari. He wrapped his feet with shmatas, with cloths. But nafik, it went out that way. So you see, its main isser is leather shoes and not other type of shoes. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah Shabbos like this: Hakita, someone who's missing part of his leg, yoytze v'kav shlo. He's allowed to go out with his special wooden clog that's on his foot on Shabbos. Divi Rav Meir. He's allowed to walk out and not worry about it. So Rav Yosi holds also. And we learned right now, pshat is, what's the machlokes? Is that a shoe or not? If it's a shoe, it's mutter. If it's not a shoe, then it's also, that's what we thought machlokes is. But Tani Allah, we learned the brisa about this Mishnah, v'shavin, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yosi and Rav Meir argue here, if it's called a shoe, l'gavi Shabbos, they both agree, she'os lost by Yom Kippurim. You're not allowed to go out in Yom Kippurim like this. And the kasha is, that l'chari here, it's made out of wood, shel eitz, and you see, everyone agrees, also Yom Kippur. So what's going on? If you just finished saying if it's not leather, it's mutter, and here, the Brisa says that everyone agrees it's also to walk out with this wooden clog on Yom Kippur. What's going on? So Omar Baya, Baya tries to say it like this. Omar Baya, Hosom de Ispe Kesisim, O Mishum Tainuk. He says, there, the reason is because when the person puts a stump in it, he doesn't put it straight onto the wood. It's filled with cotton and different soft materials. So since it has Kesisim in it, so it's a Tainuk, and therefore it's also to go out on Yom Kippur. That's what Baya explains. So Rava had a bunch of problems with this. Omar Rava. First of all, we lav manu, it's mavuyer in the Mishnah that's not a keli. So ksisim mashle mana, somehow putting in a little, it's not that mavuyer like this. He's saying, Rav is tanning a bar like this. This Gemara needs explanation, so I'm telling you what the Rav Lozma Shaharot is pshat. The kasha of a bar like this. A bar is saying it's not a shoe. Why is it aser? Because it has cotton in it. So he's saying, because it has cotton in it, it becomes aser? That because it has cotton in it, it becomes into a shoe now? It's not a shoe. We love manu, kisim mashmal mano, makes it into a shoe. Va'oid, kol tani la minuhu, v'yamikapurim, mi asu. Also, another problem is that anything that's not a shoe, just because it's a tainug, It's not an aser. The haray is, we had just earlier on with Aleph, if you're hot, you're allowed to use a peri to make yourself cold. There's a dalachas, dafka shu. So who cares if it's a tainuk? What's baya mean? It's kishmak? Because you enjoy it, it's aser? It's not a shu. That's, and a ray is, he wrapped his feet with shmatas. What's more kishmak than that? And he went out. It says kasha number two. And kasha number three is, well, tell me seifa, and the seifa of that mishnah says, in yeshla beis kibul ksisim, if the shoe could hold ksisim, then it's tamei. Mechlal, it's mashma, the reisha lav is the ksisim, now out ksisim, and skidim, we're talking about katan. And still it says that yom kippur is aser. So abaya, your pshat doesn't hold any water. It's not a good pshat. Elam rava, oilam kuliyah minahu. Vada, a clog of wood is minel, it's a shoe. And what's the machloikis then, if you let her walk out with it on Shabbos? Well, with Shabbos, baha pligi, marsava gazrina dil mishtam et vahasa suda amas. One man holds my full law thing, carry it for amas. Marsava la gazrina, one man holds, you're not gazer. So, a kapotam comes in the Gemara is that kuli amas kula shu. It's kula shu, the machloikis is, if it's in a full law or not. So, it happens to be in halakha lemaisa, the big shah learned this Gemara. What does Rava mean? Rava means any shoe that's not leather is called a shoe or not. So the Balamar learns that the kuliyah minal hu means that anything that's not leather is called a shoe, and therefore he holds that you're not allowed to wear any shoes, the Balamar. But the other Rishonim learn, no, the kuliyah minal hu is only eights is called a shoe, but everything else, rubber and all those things are not called a shoe. And we pass like that, that all other shoes are mutter. There's a mug of rum, it's maybe choshish a little bit for the Balamar. But look at Simon Tuf Reish Yud Dalid, Sif Beis, to see these halachas. That there, we pass Glamaisa that all other type of shoes that you wear are mutter on Yom Kippur. And we pass Glamaisa like those by the Yom. I'll read the Lashon a little bit. It says, also linol sandal oy minol shal ar, afilu kavakitik yetzibom. A fil shal eitz mechup of ar is also even wood and it's covered with leather is also because he learns that what it means eitz is also means because it's covered with leather. But he says al shal gemi or shal kash or shal begin or shal sharminim is muta filosus lehem shirabim on Yom Kippur. So that's what Paskin. What?
Plain wood,
according to the mechaber, is muta, and here it means kolam minul means a wood with covered with leather. That's what comes out. Because it's not a leather shoe still, it's a wooden shoe, so you would say it's fine. Like upon him, that's a rub. You see, a bayah held wasn't a shoe. Whatever this was, bayah held wasn't a shoe. So a lot of Rosh Hashanah was only shall eights, and that eights would be also. It's a big machlekes, iron tough ratio dal. Zakamara bayah, Tanar Abba, Linton Abraisa. Tinoikos Mutar. Now, the next Gemara, it's Mavuya, we're talking about a Tinok is doing this for himself. So it says, Tinoikos Mutar Makulam, a Tinok is Mutar in all they knew him. He's allowed to eat, drink, wash himself. Not a problem. Chutz mi'il sandal, but he can't put on shoes. Even himself, he can't put on shoes. Now we know, why am I touching like that? Because you know, the halacha chilen. You're not allowed to feed a katan a iser. So therefore, you cannot, right now the Gemara learns, you can't feed a katan his food. You can't feed him food, you can't wash him, because loisa chilen. But he does it himself, it's fine. But even if he does it himself, you cannot allow him to do it. So Gemara's question is why? Why don't you let him wear shoes himself? Because people will say you did it for him, and that's a isa lo sachilim. So it's maris ayin on lo sachilim, which you now do for him. Hanach nami amri inchi avulei. The other things also say you did it for him. So I don't know. Rechitz of a sikh, if you see he walks in fresh, they'll say emer esmal avulei. They say no, you did it yesterday. They're not gonna say he did it today. So if he does it himself, it's fine. So pray tomorrow. Sandal nami emer esmal avulei. If he's wearing shoes, say yeah, you put on the shoes yesterday. Zagmar, no. Sandal efsher. You can't put shoes on from yesterday. The mesma avle. Why not? Because he can't sleep with it. Why can't he sleep with it? Da'ama shmuel, high man, the boy, lamitim, time with the misus. So someone wants to taste a little bit, the taste of death, lesayim isani, maligni. Let him put on shoes and go to sleep. Why is that taste of death? Some say because it's very uncomfortable. Others say, like a different part, ayin me'iri, but like upon him, Shmuel says, going to sleep with shoes is no good. So no one's going to think he put on shoes yesterday. So Akaponim was saying right now, that really means putting on himself, and shoes, it looks like you did it. The other thing don't look like you did it. Break the Gemara, Kasha, you can't touch the brice like that. V'amatarim l'katchilo, Kadadi. Smash what's mutter to do, you didn't even let her do it for him. So the word says, you're right. You let her do the other thing you're doing for him, and not sandal. What's the pshat? L'hanoch, d'lav rebisu. The other ones that are not, l'hanoch, d'lav rebisu, kneels a sandal, that is not part of his upbringing, he doesn't need it for his growth, Gozer Rabbanon. The Rabbanon with Gozer, he can't even put on shoes himself because Mara Zayin. But Hanach, but the other things are Resuhu, that's part of his growth, that's where he grows. Who like Gozer Rabbanon? They were not Gozer, and pastors even could feed them because of that, since it's Rubisayim. Dama Abaya, how do you know? So we understand eating and drinking, that's, you know, you can't live without that. But what about washing yourself? That's so important. Yeah, Dama Abaya, Omrili Aim, Rubise the Yanuka, Maya Chamimi. Part of bringing up a child and his growing process is washing him, and umishcha, and smearing him, because he said Rabbi Zinuka Mayim Chamimi umishcha Godal. That helps a person grow up. Then Godal Porta, he grows a little bit. Bias of a kutcha, he should eat eggs together with the little cheese dip, milk dip. Godal Porta, a little bit bigger. Tavru Mane, he should break Kalim. Because to take out his anger on some kalim, kihada rabba, just like rabba zavlu mani gizizi the pachra he libnei, he brought for his children broken earthenware vessels. It means the free vessels, cheap, not cheaper kalim, and tavlu, he used to break them. That's what he used to play. This way, he took out his anger on his broken kalim. That's what he did. Obviously, he didn't teach him to be angry. He was teaching him to play with things. The kids like playing, breaking things. So that's part of their rabbi sign. First thing tomorrow. I don't know if it stems with today's psychology, but that's what it says. That is the way that it probably does stem, actually. But anyway, Al Kapanim, that's the Gemara. It says, and therefore, these things, Rechitza, Sicha, Achila, Shtia, all Hani, Ribisayu. So, the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, HaMelech VaHakala Yirchuzu Espanayim. HaMelech and HaKala are allowed to wash their face on Yom Kippur. So, our Mishnah already said who that is. That's Rav Eliezer. The Mishnah says Rav Eliezer. The loss of Rav Lazar, Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer, it's Rav Eliezer. It's a Chama Yisrim. And Mar will say the same thing. Mani, Mesisa Mani, who's our Mishnah? Rav Chinir Ben Taradin, who's Rav Chinir Ben Taradin, and Tanya. HaMelech VaKala LeYirchutzu Espanayim. A Melech VaKala should not wash the face in Yom Kippur. Rav Chinir Ben Taradin, Omer, B'Shem Rav Eliezer, HaMelech VaKala LeYirchutzu Espanayim. He said, B'Shem Rav Eliezer, same of our Mishnah, that a Melech VaKala should allow to wash their face. Hachaya, not a part in Alacha and Sprisa. Echaya, someone who gave birth, a woman who gave birth. Lysinos and sandals, not wear shoes. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Chimer and Taradin, Mashim Rabbi Yezer, like Rabbi Yezer Mishnah. Hachaya, Tinos a sandal. The Hachaya is allowed to wear shoes. My time, what's the reason of these halachas? What's the reason of Melech and Kala and Chaya? My time, Melech Mashim Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Melech, but Yof Yof Techazena, Einecha. A Melech has to look good, and therefore we allowed him to wash his face. Again, we said once, that this is one of the rais that maybe it's only the Rabbanon the Yinuyim, the Ran who learns the rais, he says it was Masru L'Chachamim to teach up the deraisa. And Kala my time, why is a Kala allowed? Because she's kind of a baila, shouldn't become disgusting on her husband. She has to look good for her husband, a brand new husband. Omle Rav L'Rabchia, Kala Ad Kama, until when you call the Kala? Omle K'de Taimant and a braisa. This braisa is talking about Avelus. Chasom, if a kala loses her appearance, b'shas or chasana, so it says, "Ein moinim tachshitim in a kala kolish shviyim." You let her wear the tachshitim all 30 days. So it's 30 days is called a kala. It says, "Osa chayet tinas asanos." By the way, shoes from Sina because of cold. On Mashmuel, im machmas sakonos akri. If someone's wearing shoes because he's worried about a scorpion, mutter for everyone it's mutter. Break this fasemes. What do you mean? If it's sakona, obviously it's mutter. If it's not sakona, why is it mutter? The chiddush is that you're allowed to go to a place where there's akravim, you know you're going to have to wear shoes. But it's mutter to wear shoes for akravim, so therefore you're even allowed to go to a place where akravim are, even though you're going to have to wear shoes.